This edition of the Monocle Arts Review was first broadcast on the 19th of May 2015 on Monocle 24. Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Today I'm joined in the studio by Monocle's very own Eurovision know-it-all, Fernando Augusto Pacheco, who will be running through some of the contenders for this 60th anniversary of the world's biggest and campest music competition, which is being held in Vienna this weekend. Expect the bright, the bold, and the ridiculous, of course, all to come here on the Arts Review, right here on Monocle 24. But a twist in its tail, because normally we have the great and the good, and we've got the even better and the even greater and the even gooder, Fernando Augusto Pacheco, who, as we said in the introduction, is a Eurovision mega fan, right? Am I right in saying that, Fernando?
I'm a huge fan since I lived in Brazil, actually, Rob. So
yeah. Is it on the TV in Brazil? How do you know about it? Or is it just, is the music in clubs? How do you hear about it?
It's not, you know, it's just because I'm a little bit of a nerd when it comes to Eurovision. So basically I researched on the internet. You don't even see on the newspapers. Well, in fact, last year, because Conchita won, of course.
Yeah.
So that was a kind of a worldwide thing, you know, a bearded women, I think this would get interest from the newspaper editors. But before that, you wouldn't hear that in Brazil. Even though there's a small fan club, I researched that on the internet. 500 members.
Okay, and you're the gold medal winner of those 500 medalists. What we're going to do, how this is going to work, we're going to play four tracks. We're going to talk through it. Before we go to the first one, and before we apologise to all of our sort of participants in advance for the potential mangling of their names and song titles, let's talk about it. It's the 60th anniversary of it. It's going to be taking place in Vienna, and you're off there.
Absolutely, and it's a very interesting choice because, you know, to be honest, Austria doesn't do very well on Eurovision usually. And, you know, Vienna is such a beautiful city, so I'm really looking forward to that. You know, finally it's not in Scandinavia, because, to be honest, I've covered for Monaco the last 2 years. It was Copenhagen and then Malmo as well. And, you know, it's interesting. It's a new city, so I'm looking forward. And Conchita, as I said, it was a very, very special year. And I think they're doing a very good job in promoting the city, you know, connecting to Conchita. Cheetah, and, you know, she's talking at the UN all the time. So Eurovision's more than just some glamorous camp time to time. You know?
Yes, indeed. Well, this is the sort of thing. It's when an artist like Conchita wins something like that. And as you say, that picture was on the front of every newspaper all over the world. Such a striking image that it makes people think differently about stuff, or at least it puts it in front of their faces at something that would not normally be in front of their faces. And I presume that can only be a good thing, right?
Absolutely. And as I said, it doesn't happen every year. For example, I have to admit, this year is not a particularly vintage year, in my opinion. I don't think we have a contestant.
Well, we'll ask you that after you come back.
Ooh, that's things. I can change my opinion.
All right, let's crack on with the songs. We're going to start with Sweden's entry. This is called Heroes, and it's by Man Zemelo. Now, that seems like classic Eurovision fare there. We've got a bit of, you mentioned Avicii. It's very similar to that.
Very similar, this kind of country dance type of music that you see in the charts nowadays.
Yeah.
And that's the good thing that Sweden always does. They, you know, they're current. And that's why people complain, for example, that the UK doesn't win, because they still think Eurovision is just a pastiche, you know, but it's not, actually. You know, they're smart. Remember Loreen with Euphoria? That was quite a nice club track. And, you know, it's interesting because Man Zemelo, he also is a very good performer. I've seen the rehearsal so far. There's a lot of infographics when he danced, and, you know, he's quite a handsome guy as well. So I think this song is going to do very well. In fact, it's one of the favorites. The three favorites so far this year, it's, you know, Sweden, the one that we just heard, it's Italy, and also Australia, which we'll be talking a little bit later on the show.
The controversial choice of including Australia. Wow. Not in anything, just in the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes. Let's point that out. that sounds like sort of classic, as I said, that sort of classic Eurovision stuff. You can imagine the laser lights bouncing off the far end of the arena there. That's definitely a kind of like a single-handed power grab of the song there. You know, you can see him reaching up to the heavens and emoting all those words. Also, lyrically, I suppose there's a bit of like, there's a bit of self-reflection, but also the sort of bombastic kind of heroic side of stuff there.
Yeah. We need bombastic.
We're going to hear from the Australian entry now. Then this is Guy Sebastian with Tonight Again. That was the Australian entry. That was Guy Sebastian with Tonight Again. What on earth are Australia doing in the Eurovision Song Contest, Faye?
It's very interesting. But basically, Australia, they have lots of fans, you know, since the beginning of Eurovision. In fact, I think last year they had 500,000 of Australians were tuning in live. And, you know, the time difference is very different. So basically, when Eurovision is on, it's very, very early in the morning in Australia. And Eurovision, they noticed that because last year they had a musical number in between the show. They were not a contestant last year, but, you know, but there was a musical number about koalas and kangaroos and surfers. But this year they were allowed to compete. You know, of course, it's kind of, you know, they're playing with this novelty factor as well. But, you know, there's business behind SBS, you know, the Australian network. They did a business with the Eurovision committee as well. So, you know, they can win the show. But if they win, then Australia's not going to host next year, again, because of the time zone, because then the Europeans will have to be staying early in the morning watching the show.
Yeah, exactly. That would really be sort of switching things up a bit. Musically, what do we think of that? I mean, I guess that's sort of turbo pop. It's pretty landfill stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not one of my favorite songs. I mean, I can't even compare with the Swedish entry, which is, I think, is much superior. You know, it's an okay song. And you ask me why it's one of the favorites. It's because of a novelty factor. I think people would just want to play around. Oh, what about if Australia wins? You know, they just want to mess up the whole system. You know,
mess up the whole system.
Yes, they're revolutionaries.
They are indeed. Well, we're gonna take a change of tack and a change of scenery. This is an 80-second song. We might hear all 80 seconds of it. Maybe. We haven't got time. Maybe it'll be too harsh on our listeners' eardrums. This is the Finnish entry. It's by Pertti Kurikan Nimipäivät, and it's called Aina Mun Pitää. I wish that was twice as long.
Yeah.
Actually, I sort of do. That's a breath of fresh air. Tell us about these guys. Have an interesting backstory. They're four Finnish musicians, but they're not just any old musicians, are they?
Well, it's a very interesting because they're, you know, four punk rockers and they have learning disabilities as well. And you know, it's quite a sweet story as well. Sometimes you can make fun of it, but then actually I think it's quite an interesting song. And as I said, Finland bucked the trend this year because I have to say, Rob, you know, usually we expect the scandalous in Eurovision, you know, a lot of interesting costumes. We still have that this year, of course, but there's a lot of boring ballads, may I say, you know. So it's interesting that, you know, we have an 85 punk rock song. You know, it makes me look forward to see the show, and I hope they will be in the final as well. Our Finnish colleague Markus Hippi told me they're gonna win. I don't think so, but you know, they might end on the top 10. No doubt about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those interesting things. I remember Norway's entry, Lordi, from a few years ago, who were kind of doing that thing.
It's they finish as well.
Oh, well, they finish as well.
Finish as well.
I beg their complete and utter pardon. But it's one of those things, isn't it? These sort of Nordic countries have these really dark sort of metal scenes. I mean, this is sort of more punky than metal, but it's that kind of really harsh kind of thing. And they're very unashamed. They're very kind of like, they've definitely potentially maybe urinated on their own leather jackets, Hell's Angels style.
Absolutely.
I said it looks that way.
Thanks God for Finland, I have to say.
so we won't maybe repeat the title of that. Would you like to repeat the title of that? Should we do it one more time?
Well, I'm very confident of my Finnish, you know. It's Pertti Kurikan, Nimi Paivat, and the song was Aina Mun Pita.
Trips.
Hopefully I don't get emails from angry Finnish listeners.
I think it's pretty good. I think there is an invisible tunnel that links Brazil and Finland. Okay, so we've saved, at least in your view, Faye, the best for last. This is the Serbian entry. It's Bojana Stamenov. The track is called Beauty Never Lies. Wowee, that was Bojana Stamenov. That's the Serbian entry. The track is called Beauty Never Lies. What's not to like about that, Fernando Gasparini?
You see the smile on my face right now. I mean, this is what I want for Eurovision, you know? I mean, it might not win, but I just love, because I was hearing so many ballads and suddenly I saw, oh.
Yeah.
I think of myself after a few drinks dancing in a nightclub to that, you know?
Exactly. It kind of started as a torch song, went
exactly.
a bit housey, and then went really dancey at the end.
Yeah, let's just... And
that's
she
the stuff.
And the singer is very interesting. She looks like the Queen of Hearts in Alice in the Wonderland, so... Wait for incredible outfits as well for the performance.
Outfits. One question here I've got is other than the Finnish entry, all three of these, the Serbian, the Aussie and the Swedish, all sung in English. Are we kind of, are you seeing local language dying out at Eurovision? I mean, maybe it's easier to write an international pop hit in English. I kind of like it when Romanian people sing in Romanian. You know?
Yeah, actually, I was discussing with our colleague Chris today. Actually, in the last 25 years, from what I can remember, I think only two winners sing in their own national languages. Mm. I mean, besides the English ones, of course. It was Carola in 91 for Sweden and then the Serbian one in 2007. So basically, if you sing in your own language, you're highly likely to lose. And in fact, Portugal is one of the... I mean, they're one of the worst countries in Eurovision. And they have a tradition to every year they sing in their national language. Portuguese, my own language as well. But they are always in the last. They're always last. So basically, I think you have to sing in English. It's a shame, but that's how it works. It was different in the 80s and the 70s, but you know, things change.
Things change. But what doesn't change is the brilliant, as we say, the great entertainment value of Eurovision. I hope it's a classic year. It's the 60th anniversary. It's got to pull its socks up, roll its sleeves up. And Fernando Augusto Pacheco will be there to help them do it. Thank you so much for your time today, Faye, and talking us through those fantastic four entries for Eurovision this year. That has been the Monocle Arts Review. I've been Robert Bound. My producer was Holly Fisher. Join us again tomorrow for this week's Hot Theatre Tickets with Matt Wolfe. Until then, thanks very much for tuning in.